400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: one dead, five injured in Mbala Nakonde Road accident. Ghana's President John Mahama to undertake state visit to Zambia. And in international news, Iran in serious discussions with U.S., Trump says, as military threat looms.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. One person has died while five others have sustained injuries in a fatal road traffic accident along the Mbala Nakonde Road in Chipoka area of Northern Province. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the accident occurred yesterday around 19 hours, approximately 66 kilometers from Mbala town. He has explained that the crash involved a Mitsubishi Rosa minibus, registration number APB4349, carrying six passengers, and a Tanzanian registered Benz Actros truck and trailer, registration numbers T835AXB and T104BDC, whose driver fled the scene and remains unidentified. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Preliminary investigations reveal that the Mitsubishi Rosa, driven by Kelvin Chiwesa, age 37, of Kasama, was heading towards Mbala when it was hit by the oncoming truck. After the truck driver allegedly failed to keep to his side of the road, in the process, the bus veered off the road to its left side. A passenger on the bus, identified as Elvis Infula, age 50, of Solezi, sustained fatal head injuries and died on the spot. The driver and four other passengers suffered minor injuries and were attended to at Chipoka Health Center, where they received treatment and have since been discharged. The body of the deceased has been deposited at Mbala General Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination.
Ghana's President John Mahama will undertake a state visit to Zambia from 4th to 6th February 2026 at the invitation of President Hakainde Hichilema. In a statement, Acting Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Rodney Sikomba said the visit is a reciprocal engagement following President Hichilema's state visit to Ghana in July 2023 and builds on the outcomes of the second session of the Zambia-Ghana Joint Permanent Commission held in Lusaka in October 2025. Mr. Sikomba said during the visit, President Mahama and President Hichilema will hold bilateral talks at State House, where they are expected to provide strategic direction on priority areas of cooperation. He said that discussions will focus on advancing the implementation of existing memoranda of understanding between the two countries, particularly in ways that promote trade, investment and private sector collaboration. Mr. Sikomba has added that as a part of the program, President Mahama will address Parliament on February 5, 2026. The Conservation Advocate Zambia has urged environmental regulators to strengthen monitoring of pollution across the country this year. Speaking to Hot FM News, organization founder Mehluli Basakati has noted that authorities, including the Zambia Environmental Management Authority and the Mining Safety Department, need to step up their efforts following reports of pollution in 2025. He has warned that as Zambia's economic activities expand, more environmental breaches are likely to occur. Mr. Basakati has also called on governments to increase funding for regulatory bodies to enable them to operate at full capacity and enforce environmental standards effectively.
We need responsible investors. We need responsible mining companies. So the mining companies must be responsible. Two, they must adhere to environmental regulation, must respect our environmental laws. And then next, would expect that our regulators also, they up their game a bit. They need to improve their monitoring and also their enforcement. But if all the players in the sector, including the regulators like ZEMA, Mine Safety Department, they really need to be on top of their game.
Governments and development advocates at Zambia have commended President Hakainde Hichilema for assuring the nation that the forthcoming general elections will be conducted in a credible, peaceful and transparent manner. Godaza Executive Director Elias Molenga has also congratulated President Hichilema, the people of Kasama and the UPND on their victory in the Kasama mayoral by-election. Mr. Mlenga said such commitments are vital to strengthening Zambia's democratic credentials, especially as the country prepares to hold general elections on 13th August 2026. He has observed that credible elections are the cornerstone of sustainable governance and national stability.
We are calling upon political party leaders, political parties, the civil society organizations to ensure that the commitment that has been shown by the president should also extend to political parties and civil society organizations. We should all be able to commit ourselves in order to maintain peace and stability during and after elections. We don't want to have political conflict as we are going to hold elections. We need to maintain the peaceful environment under which elections are being conducted in Zambia.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Payments Association of Zambia has called on governments to increase support to the National Collaborative Framework in order to enhance financial access and expand transactions in the market. Association Chief Executive Officer Robert Fury says government service providers and consumers must collaborate to increase access to financial services for every citizen. Mr. Piri adds that improved financial accessibility will lead to increased financial transactions, particularly through mobile money platforms. He spoke to Hot FM News.
We hope that as stakeholders, as partners in development, government, you know, service providers and consumers will continue to work together in order to address the gap so that at the end of the day, our goals in terms of financial inclusion are achieved. And it is our call to the government that there has to be increased or enhanced support to the National Collaborative Framework so that then it is empowered to do over and above what it has been able to do in the year.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
President Trump has confirmed Iran is in serious discussions with the U.S. following the steady buildup of American military forces in the Gulf. The U.S. president said he hoped negotiations with Iran would lead to something acceptable as tensions between the two countries remain high. Iran's top security official, Ali Larijani, also said the framework for negotiations was progressing. The BBC has more on other global stories.
President Trump and Iran's top security official have both said their countries are negotiating. This concern continues that the U.S. could launch a military attack. Mr. Trump has said he hopes talks will lead to something, as he put it, acceptable. The U.S. has deployed a naval strike group to the region. A second woman has alleged she was sent to Britain by the late American sex offender Jeffrey Epstein to have sex with the brother of King Charles, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. She's considering bringing a civil legal action. The woman's lawyer has told the BBC the alleged encounter took place at the then Prince's residence, Royal Lodge.